Suddenly, Harambe, a 17-year-old, 400-pound gorilla, approaches the boy. His mother watches in horror at what happens next. Officials consider the incident so threatening, deciding Harambe must be taken down immediately.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Who's, I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Dog Boo's probably just a good Keith.
He's the
Morrison.
Ultimate Dateline narrator.
Nice.
He's the guy that's always like, "Wow." And he's got white hair.
Yeah.
Wears jeans and a blazer.
Yeah.
Man, I am perplexed at how our metrics work on our audio boom.
That's right.
So we had, so shout out everybody from Saskatoon listening right Woo! Now, because evidently we had a big week in Saskatoon last
Thank
week.
You, listeners in Saskatoon.
Everybody in Saskatoon, I hope you're bundled up and warm.
Seriously.
Right now.
I think the Arctic ass blast must have hit them.
Oh, yeah. You think it was a metadata thing? The mere
Maybe.
Mention of you saying Arctic ass blast?
That's right. Probably
and then
what happened.
They were locked and loaded.
If
they had nowhere to go, and so they just bunkered down.
So today, I'm looking at this right now, and we put out an episode last night, or yesterday, Dad It, and it was Greensboro, Louisville, Grapevine, Perry, Denver, Salford, Unknown, and London.
Whoa.
And then Brisbane and Chicago are our top 10.
Wow.
So
that is just bizarre.
Don't fucking understand. But shout out all y'all listening from Greensboro right now.
Thank you.
Give us a shout. Rate, like, subscribe. Tell us we're the number one FM radio podcast in all of Greensboro.
You guys spend much time down there?
Is that in one of the Carolinas, Greensboro?
Yep.
Let's look.
It's in one of them.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh.
What I'm I don't know anybody in these places, so I don't really know. Who told you
who
about
told
us?
You?
That's what I want to know.
Was it Chinese Frenchman?
It's
Was
always
it...
a Chinese Frenchman.
Ho for show.
Yeah, maybe Ho moved.
Maybe.
And he's going back through all of our previous episodes.
Maybe.
To listen to everything.
And he's just our town crier. He just walks around going,
I love
exactly.
it.
There's this great new pod.
We have
you
a
guys
guy,
go check it out.
We had our guy at our show last night. He always comes to our show. His name's Anthony, and he's a fucking nut man. And, in the middle of our show, he is trying to create a pit and starts chanting our name and stuff.
Oh,
we had a big show last
nice.
Night at the Regent.
That is
downtown
so
LA
cool.
With Horse the Band. Which
Horse
was really
the Band.
Fun. They're a riot, a
That's
romp.
That's so cool.
But, anyway, this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet, we are back in the studio. Everybody's back from their respective places. And Dog Yee. Is going back into, you're going to.
Back
Pasadena,
to mom town.
Altadena.
It's Altadena. It's up in Thousand Oaks area.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful country.
Yeah.
Altadena isn't
what is
near
Altadena?
Pasadena?
Altadena is on the way up to
Glendale?
Northern California, I thought.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't Jesus. Fucking know.
Altadena.
But we're back. Did we already introduce our name? It's your dad.
Oh, I'm wrong. No, we didn't.
Dog Boobs?
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day. Woo!
You were right. It's near Pasadena.
So I thought. We're
it's
all back
really
in the
pretty.
Same studio. It sounds a lot crisper, a lot nicer. We don't hear it sounding like it's going over a telephone like it did on our last episode. So today we're going to dedicate. I don't even know if we need to. We can do a very brief front page review, I think, but I don't even know if it's worth it.
Right.
Because this is essentially one long front page review, entirely based on. First, this past year, I mean, this is going to be released before the new year, hopefully, and obviously with everybody doing their best of lists, etc. I think it's only appropriate that we do our best of Reddit in this past year. And then furthermore, we're going to think about the past decade, because I feel like this past decade. So, we're approaching 2020, 2010, the amount of shit that's has happened in that time period on Reddit and the internet as a whole is baffling.
It could have been the biggest leap.
Well, I feel like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if every decade feels like that, but it does
feel
pretty goddamn crunchy.
Put this into perspective, dude. Trump was elected in 2016. So that was 6 years into the 10-year period that we're talking about. Think of all of that. That
a
has
lot
happened
of stuff
since then.
Happened before Trump even became a thing.
That was Obama was elected in for his second term.
Yeah.
in the middle of that.
Ugh.
It's crazy.
Right? 2008.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Man. Crazy, crazy toast.
An eternity ago.
I know. Man. So anyway.
I like this new top of the year front page all review. I think it's going to be fun to kind of look back.
So
I was kind of doing my little recon and
right. Well, but first, maybe before we get into that, how was your holiday? Where were you guys? What were you guys doing?
Oh yeah,
not that anybody cares. Maybe we'll edit this out, but maybe you give a shit.
Yeah,
you in Greenboro.
I'll keep it short. I went to my mom's. My brother came to town. We hung out. I played some Sims. He played a Nintendo Switch. I got a canker sore.
Nice.
And I discovered these, our new sponsor.
New sponsor, Dentec.
Dentec.
Canker cover.
Canker cover. If you
for
have a
interior,
really...
interior for in the gums.
Nice, dude.
These are brilliant. If you get canker sores, which I haven't all year until Christmas Day. And
do
I got
you
like
always
three.
Get them every Christmas Day?
No. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Did you change the brand of chewing tobacco?
Maybe that's it. It must be my chewing tobacco.
An old Christmas plague.
It's so cool. They're like little tabs. You put them on your canker sore, and it turns into a cover that sticks to it. So like it doesn't hurt. It's just being like treated.
Chemistry.
Yeah. So amazing. That was my Christmas.
That feels like a great stocking stuffer.
I agree. They were almost out at CVS. I lucked out.
Damn. So I guess everybody theoretically is wearing those right now, and you'll never know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Very cool.
They are cool.
So, yeah. So today's episode brought to you by
Dentec.
Dentec
canker
covers. And it seems like chewing tobacco is out of vogue.
Oh.
Grizzly. Red Man. There we go. Red Man chew tobacco.
Dude, well, I have been vaping up a storm.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, everyone else quit. Yes. You picked it up.
Yeah.
It's a good time to start. Cheap like, deals.
Once everybody else has literally been scared off of it,
yep.
You like join the
up.
Trend.
You guys, vaping is legit. Like, I got a new vape cartridge on Monday.
Are you Juulin or do you have a different thing?
It's a PAX era.
Do you do one of the big, it's like a whole hand, a hand-sized barrel
no.
that you have to do?
Hell no. Those
you know
are
the ones
kind
I'm
of,
talking about, right?
Yeah.
You're basically holding like a 8-volt battery.
Yes. Yeah. My mom actually has one
cool.
of those.
Tight. Those ones put out
up,
a lot of smoke.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. You grind up weed and put it in there and it vaporizes. They're expensive, but this one is
dang
like super cheap. And I just ripped on that thing day in and day out for like 3 days. Had to get a new cartridge after like 4 days.
Wow.
You toasted it.
Those are supposed to last you longer than 4 days.
So you're... What are you doing, mango?
Kind of depends.
Okay.
Just depends on the mood I'm in.
Bubblegum.
Is it a throwaway? It's not a...
No, it's a permanent, but the pods are throwaways. So I'll get like a berry indica or like a really fun mango sativa leaning hybrid blend.
Ooh, nice.
I know.
What's your least... Have you gotten like really experimental with like Merlot flavored or anything like that?
No, because really I'm not really caring too much about the flavor. I just want it to work fast, and some of them work faster than others.
You
just want to
forget all of everything.
Yeah, I just want to numb myself.
Okay.
I'd almost prefer like a non-flavor.
Yeah.
But that's,
I think that's good logic.
A like, weird person, though.
Yeah.
What was the East Coast like, Freed?
I mentioned the Arctic ass blast.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Cool. Last pod.
All there is to do in the snow is like eat cookies and like have some afternoon beers and sort of like lounge.
Because
it's cold. Nice. I guess some people exercise, but I did not.
No.
And you just like pick off that honey ham for like 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know, dude. I kind of feel unhealthy right now. Like I need to like take a jog. But
I've eaten the worst I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel round right
Same.
Now. I feel
if
ovular.
If you guys could see what my stomach looks like hanging over my jeans, it looks like a loaf of bread dough rising.
Oh, cool.
Before you,
I have
in the
that
oven.
Feeling right now.
Yeah.
I'm also wearing very tight jean shorts right now because I got a whole shin size tattoo of Rasputin.
You did
over
it.
The break.
You mentioned
you
it last pod.
I've mentioned it excessively because for some reason I just wanted it.
Yeah, needed it.
And I've had people, I've had more than one person now, where they'll see it and they'll be like, "Is that a? Why did you get that?" I was just like, And
well,
I always stumble for a
tone,
moment. Yeah, because I'm always like, what is the genesis? Why are you guys, is he a Nazi I wasn't aware of? But he wasn't, he was, so here's, I already know he's not a good person. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not why I got the tattoo. A, he's like a mystic.
Mm-hmm.
B, he was a drunk wild fucking sex addict weirdo party animal from literally impoverished Siberia.
Dang.
And rose the ranks of the ruling class of Russia and then destroyed it.
That's so cool.
So I love the idea. I mean, he's like a working class hero. Yeah. Ultimately. I didn't get it because he's a fucking sex-addled drunk maniac.
But it's great.
I get it. Because he's just a crazy. I like the idea. I mean, so my shins now, both of my whole shins are done. Yeah. And one shin is of Sisyphus. So of a giant, a man holding a giant boulder, carrying it up a hill.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other now is of Rasputin. So they're both like mythical, weird mythical tattoos.
I think that's really cool.
Give us like a modern day equivalent, like Charlie Sheen, maybe.
He was Rasputin.
Do you have a Charlie Sheen on your
no, I don't.
Your shin?
No, it wasn't. I mean, Charlie Sheen's not far from it. I mean, it's like a
Charlie Sheen meets Russell Brand.
Yeah, kind of.
Whoa.
That's actually a really appropriate comparison, I think.
All right.
A little bit more sinister. I mean, Rasputin's whole story is that he was a normal guy from Siberia.
I got his wiki up right here.
Yeah, he's like a normal rural like peasant from Siberia who wandered off and then came back like a changed person. Everybody was like, he's like a fucking seer now out of nowhere. Like he was granted knowledge that he didn't have or something. And then there's stories of him like wandering into the desert and not eating or drinking and just walking for like seriously long period of time, and he ran into one religious group, and their whole thing was like, in order to be forgiven for sin, you have to sin. So their whole thing was like orgies and shit.
That makes so much sense.
So that you could be like, we have just done crazy orgies. Can we get forgiven now?
Let me show you exactly what not to do.
Yeah, it kind of
with
a
all
bit.
These chicks,
right? Exactly.
That's cool religion.
But then he somehow wandered into the literally the royal family, the Romanovs of Russia.
Wow.
And he was the only person that could cure the Tsarina's son or whatever. I don't remember what his name, like, wasn't Nicholas. Was it Nicholas?
I don't know.
But he was the only one that could cure him because he was what is the something philiac? Hemophiliac.
Oh.
So everybody treated Rasputin like a god, but he was just like a drunk wizard, essentially.
Very cool.
And then eventually his whole thing was like, if I get killed by, he was like, he predicted his own death. He was like, if I get killed by one of my own, like another peasant like me, Russia will live forever. And it's going to be a million years of Russian happiness, peace, and prosperity. If I get killed by one of you royals or somebody of the like hierarchical order,
then Donald Trump will become president.
Well, he was like a pox on your country. Are you reading it right now?
No.
Yeah, but he was like a pox on your country, and then he ended up getting killed. And also, he couldn't die. People have tried to kill him. People tried to kill him many times. He wouldn't die. They killed him. He got shot, he got poisoned, and then he got shot, and then they were like, hey, Rasputin's dead. And then Rasputin like opened his eyes and got up. He was like, grabbed somebody's neck.
Damn.
And then he ended up, they shot him in the back of the head and threw him into a lake or whatever. And then 10 weeks later, the Russian Empire fell. Yeah.
He's a straight up Baba Vanga figure.
He's a Baba Vanga figure. Totally.
I could get a Baba Vanga tattoo.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That would be cool. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But I have that now permanently.
Wow. That is really cool. I think it's fun, man. People have the fucking devil tattooed in their body.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, don't question my fucking Rasputin tattoo.
No, it's called art, and there's a story behind it. And also, if you're open-minded, maybe I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, open up your fucking mind,
dude. Open up your fucking mind.
He's also, my whole thing is, like, a peasant who took down the ruling class.
Yeah,
is like
I love
my,
that.
I'm like...
Yeah, he fucked his way to the top.
I mean, listen, I got a Bernie Sanders tattoo.
Yes, he was the Bernie. Yeah.
I got a Bernie Sanders tattoo, and just with a longer beard, and happens to be Russian. But
cool.
So that's cool. So let's talk about. So this we're approaching the end of the year. It's been a wild ass year. I would say not one of my best, to be honest.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to say. I don't think 2019 or like my age, my pre-age, or like I just turned 33.
Mm-hmm.
In December, so it feels like when the year turns is also like my year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my best, but I think, you know, there were some good things that came from it.
Yeah.
There were some interesting meme moments. I feel like we're now in the some people say we are coming out of the golden age of the internet. Some people say we are in the golden age of the internet.
Yeah. I think
I don't know either, but I think that this is this has been one of those times where I think we're seeing new phases in memes and new phases in how the internet moves and works.
Yeah.
And Reddit, of course, being the ultimate cross-section of that. So we're going to go through the past year. We're going to talk about literally what is the top 10 of this past year, and then what we consider are some of, not even our top 10, but we consider some of the top highlights this past year. And then we're going to talk about the decade. So let's get to it. As for starters, I don't understand why the top of this past year is what it is. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Do you guys know what that means?
No, all right, so this, none of us do.
We're good at this. So the top of this past year is from gaming. Admittedly, gaming is tough because none of us are like hardcore gamers, and the gaming world is just so fucking, it's so myopic, you know? So I don't know what this is. Dog, do you want to kind of look this up and figure out what this means?
Yeah.
It has 262,000 upvotes, and it says, "Take your time, you got this." And it says, "Showing a game you mastered for many years to someone you care about. Okay, now press space to jump." So I can break this down a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean it's actually a pretty clear meme.
Well, this
without
is,
knowing anything about it.
Do you remember this meme format? There was a meme format of the soldier.
So the taking all the arrows,
taking
to the
all
back,
the arrows to the back
with this
right?
little. It was almost like a dad teaching his kid how to do whatever.
Right.
Okay.
So this is a big boy taking care of a little boy. Right. So
there's an image cartoon.
Right.
Of a large cartoon man in battle armor, and his back is taking like 1,000 arrows, and he's covering this small little boy with a wooden sword.
Right.
That is pretty cute, actually.
It's very cute.
Like, it seems like a universal thing. I don't know why it's the top of the year.
That's what I'm confused at. I don't really know why it's the top of this year.
This must have been some kind of like a ploy to get there. Yeah. I feel like this feels organized.
Yeah.
By the gamers. And they, I guess, hypothetically rule Reddit in some way.
Well, but I mean, this is a universal truth. But I don't really understand. I just don't understand how it would have gotten that high. Because I mean, if you think of like the top post. I mean, dude, 262,000 upvotes, bro. Like that's fucking wild ass, you know. So I don't. I also, to be honest, don't understand the second one either. I get the
Same.
Reference.
I'm about to Google this one because
this is I know what this is from. This is from a manga called JoJo's something. JoJo's Thunder.
Oof.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm finding it.
Yeah, so I think there's a good Know Your Meme on it, actually, but it's for, and it says, "You fell for it, fool. Thundercross, split, attack." And it's just something from the manga, but then it's for a subreddit called "You Fell For It, Fool." And I
love it.
I want to say the whole subreddit is dedicated to this specific manga.
Yeah.
Or memes that surround this manga. Again, we're not in this.
I'm not in
world.
The manga.
Yeah, so I don't really know how to break it down.
No.
This is why Reddit's great, but also why so many people don't use Reddit.
Well, this is the main reason people don't, I think.
It's because this stuff is so hard to connect to.
It's so inside baseball.
Right. But that's what gives Reddit like basically its foundation. Mm-hmm. So it's both interesting and very Reddit-y.
Yeah.
But also
on the Know Your Meme website, there's a picture of someone holding their like parakeet.
Amazing.
And the parakeet has like this anime helmet on suddenly, and it's like, "Fool, you fell for it. Thundercross, split, attack." So and I kind of support it now.
I don't know if this is a joke or if this is in praise of this manga.
Right.
That's my big question, because I feel like the way that people, I don't see a lot of like jokey irony. I see some.
No.
But I don't see like an excess, right?
Yeah, I truly don't.
This feels relatively sincere, but if you guys know what this means, let us know, because we know what it means on the top, or on the surface rather, but I couldn't be able to go further than that. I will say the third one though is a flippin' zinger.
Oh yeah,
and is actually, this was a big moment this past year.
It
now
was.
That I think about it, it's funny to think that this happened this past year.
Yeah.
But the post is from Pix.
The year of China, really. I mean,
I feel like that is kind of the theme of this year.
2019 is the year of China, kind of like Well, maybe Endgame. Eked don't out forget. The United States as, well, as like a, I mean,
don't forget the Endgame came out, guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sure. Kind of the year of Endgame, but also China.
But so,
Thorgonauts and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the year of China. It's the year
they made
the
their move this year.
Well, it's the year the Chinese Cold War began.
Yeah. Yes.
And it, I think it really that is. That yeah. is what happened. I mean, so
it's probably been going on for 20 years, but this is when it really got.
This is really
public.
This is really when it started cracking. But the third post because
we
I
broke
just
it
kinda glossed
years
over.
Ago.
Oh, we've been
tracking this for.
We're journalists. We're actually journalists
we are.
For sure.
It's always a good sign when a journalist has to tell you that they're journalists.
So this says, given that Reddit just took $150 million investment from a Chinese censorship powerhouse,
woo.
I thought it would be nice. Yeah, okay.
Whoa! Ha ha!
You like harmonized with your own Ooh. Thing there. That was nice. I thought it would be nice to post this picture of Tank Man at Tenement Square before our new glorious
nice.
Overlords decide we cannot post anymore. So you start seeing this a lot, and this was posted 10 months ago. So this was right around this time, actually.
Yeah,
this is when this deal went
this
went through.
Ten cent
yeah.
money is the the power the yeah. censorship powerhouse and, that they're talking about.
And I don't really know. I don't really know. Why or like what it's hard for us to say what the negative consequences have been because we just see what we see on Reddit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I also feel like we're not the kind of people who are kind of care that much. Like we love Reddit, but we also love it for the way it will go and the way it won't go. Like even if it just becomes one giant fucking advertisement for Disney, we're still going to be like, how interesting is it? It's an advertisement for Disney now. Right.
And this
probably,
we're journalists.
Yeah. We're journalists. We are journalists.
Please.
Can I say it with a straight face? Yeah.
Well, once you're in business with Chinese finance,
right.
Like once they're making money from the Chinese market, which is essentially what they're buying into, because they want that, you know, kajillion people using Reddit.
Totally.
So once they're doing that, then they're going to lose leverage to call their own shots, and then Reddit's going to become sort of a controllable platform.
Right.
But it's not going to affect us.
Totally.
Here in America. I think it's going to affect Redditors in China.
Well, this is the...
Some of the things that I feel like that have happened, though, is that, like, there has been a lot of claims this year about Reddit censorship of Hong Kong protester news until it got so big. So, like, I think that's the fear. And that's... I noticed around the time this picture was posted... 10 months ago, a lot of people were posting pictures that the Chinese government tried to get rid of forever. Yes. These pictures of Tiananmen Square, people dead.
The actual carnage.
Yeah, like arms thrown everywhere. Yeah. And that I think that was the concern, that like now that Reddit's basically like beholden to this gigantic Chinese interest, it's like, are they going to start censoring things critical of the Chinese?
Right.
Yeah,
government.
So Joe China is going to pick up the phone and he's going to call Billy Reddit and he's going to say, hey, Billy,
Billy, it's me, Joe.
I'm going to need you to take down those top images.
Yep.
Right.
And Billy's going to be like, we don't mess with
that
stuff.
We don't do that.
That's all user generated and that's the core of our platform. And Joe China is going to be like, hey, Billy, you want our 12 billion people or not? And that's what happened in the NBA, right?
That's what happened to every company,
to everybody.
Honestly. Yeah.
So they... It's still popping up, but we don't know what's been censored either. So
that's the complicated. I mean, we can only we can technically only take things at face value. But
are we plebs, dude?
Are we posers right now?
Are we posers? We're getting sheeped.
We're getting deeply sheeped.
Sheeped.
I think. I don't know. It's a really interesting. It's an interesting question.
Welcome to merino wool condoms.
Merino wool condoms
for those cold winter nights.
I don't know what the answer is though. I mean, this is
like to get sheeped up.
Hong Kong was. Sheeped. I mean, I feel. I don't want to. It was the year of China, but it wasn't the year of China. It was really the year of Hong Kong. But the China conversation was the thing this year.
That word might have been. I mean, Trump's name is in the news the most, but like second might have been China.
Well,
the word.
You're probably right. Yeah,
Hong Kong's in that umbrella of China.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Trade war, Hong Kong, NBA, Denton, Reddit.
When this news came out, I was really worried. Yeah, I was really saddened about the prospect of the investment. We haven't seen too many. I mean, we're still getting, you know, granted, I think this is again one of those things about Reddit, right? Like my Reddit behavior is very much like somewhat anthropological, right? I like look at what's happening on the front page, kind of like making sense of it. I don't follow, I follow a ton of subs, but I almost don't follow any subs because I follow so many subs. It's not right. like I'm following, I'm not like.
You're not a single fanboy.
Well, some people are like, I only follow Science Gifts, or I only follow
Seattle.
Fucking Seattle. Yeah, exactly. And and I follow like hundreds and hundreds of subs now. So
which all feed into your all.
Exactly. So well, all feeds into my homepage. Or all your homepage. Is just all.
Yeah, but that's what you sort of curated your all page to be a bunch of stuff that's like your weather beacons for the
kind of, yeah.
You're like the all page is the all page, and then we have our own little
front page.
Everybody
has their own front page.
Which is just the stuff we follow, right. Which is why it's dangerous to look on the all page at work, because every now and then
there's porn,
a Gone
constantly.
Wild thing will be up there.
Always the same person, too. Always always Erin Ashford.
There you go.
Someday I want to interview Erin Ashford because she is the most popular Gone Wild person on Reddit,
dude.
And I don't understand why.
I want to know.
I don't get it. But yeah, so I don't know what we have not being able to see through censorship. We have gotten, you see tons and tons of Hong Kong stuff. So it seems like it's not being censored really.
Yeah.
But then again, I just don't fucking know. It's hard to say.
You've seen general news. I haven't seen a lot of specific news. So.
Well, here's, I mean, you know, it's as serious as the China's conversation is. I think number four down is actually even more serious. So I think we probably should talk about that. So
I think you're right.
People who haven't pooped in 2019 yet, why are you still holding on to last year's shit? So this is posted 12 months ago.
I remember this.
Misa Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, how do you?
Misa called Jar Jar Binks.
There we go. Nice.
Misa, your humble servant.
You did that.
Yeah.
Better, almost as good as that. I don't know.
I know.
You have that one locked
it's
and loaded.
Like it's you.
It's me.
It's almost like it's you. All right. So this
I remember reading
year.
This last year, like right around January. I know. First week. And I was like, oh, man, I kind of jealous that that I pooped because this would be cool.
This would be a cool part of, be a part of this.
Yeah. It'd be cool to be constipated.
It would be so cool.
I mean, this had 222,000 upvotes.
God. Yeah. I love that people pretty much just upvoted it because it was a pretty funny zinger.
It's a pretty funny zinger.
It's a dad joke meets a zinger meets like good timing meets it all. And you can never use it again.
No, never.
And then people.
Or people will.
People are. And Reddit does what Reddit does, which is post the best stuff, right? So. The top comment is, but when I finally do, it'll be the year's biggest shit. True. And then the guy below that is, I've been pissing out my ass all fucking day.
Poor baby.
Which is awesome. And his his name is Butthole Linoleum.
Oh. So, check.
So Reddit just being Reddit.
God.
I mean, China can censor everything they want about Hong Kong. And like, please don't take away people like this. That's what I say.
Right?
Like, if Reddit just becomes this, like, absolute idiocracy humor like page, I'm up for it, dude.
I'm fine with that, honestly. Yeah.
I had this epiphany, I don't know how much epiphany it is, but over the over my cookie right. depression high over the Christmas
right.
and ham sweats.
Yeah.
I was just looking at Reddit and I was like, oh, this is basically just the personality of a 13 and a half year old boy who's just like trying to tick off his eighth grade teacher.
Yeah.
Like that's Reddit's voice is like that.
Exactly.
It's just like, oh yeah? Well, what about this?
Tits.
And I'm like, and like you can never shake it.
No.
Because they're always going to be 13 and don't give a fuck.
So
and you're always
funny.
Stupid.
You'll either get a mod that's like, this goes against the rules, or a mod that then adds like another funny little thing.
Oh,
on
I was just like, oh, like, so like, I want to like, Eric Dogbooz, I'd love you to like draw a picture of what this like 13-year-old kid looks like.
Oh man,
it's like,
who
it's like
Reddit
that.
Is as a person.
Yeah, it's just like shithead 13-year-old who just like can't be phased.
Is wearing a South Park shirt.
I'm intimidated by those kids now at this age. I'm like,
for sure.
Dude, young teenagers, they don't give a fuck. Mm-mm.
They don't give a fuck about anything.
They got no future.
Here's another comment on the people who haven't pooped in 2019 yet. Bold of you to assume I'm going to take a shit this year.
That was my
man.
Favorite comment.
It's so funny.
I love that.
It's like, just so, it's so slick
it's
and
so
clever.
So simple.
Bold of you to assume.
It's, again, it's one of those things where this is the best of Reddit. Because this is just, it's such genius writing.
It's literally like
people
here's
are
a prompt.
So clever.
Be funny. Show us your best. And then we get everybody's best.
And people are so good. And it's just
what was that guy's name? Do you have it handy?
ABK's Sploder. He was a little bit more
Sploder.
He's a little bit more down the middle. But
I love the name Sploder.
What else do we got here? So shower thoughts. Oh,
Five Down is also a zinger too.
Yeah. Who you want to read that one?
Yeah. Whoever created the tradition of not seeing the bride in the wedding dress beforehand saved countless husbands everywhere from hours of dress shopping and will forever be a hero to all men.
I mean, that's not
ladies
wrong.
Really do be shopping. Am I right?
Ladies do be shopping. As our in-house lady says,
so
our
like
professional
there's
lady,
some Scottish guy, you know, 2,000 years ago, that was like, "Oh no, it's bad luck if I see you in your kilt." So I'm just gonna hang with my bros. We're gonna go hit that Sandals in Key West, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Ooh,
smart.
So this is the top comment on this is actually interesting. This is an interesting Ooh. Today I learned. I read that this tradition exists because in the past, women were basically traded into a richer family by marriage. They were kept far away from the guy because the poorer family didn't want to risk him not liking her looks and backing out. That's also essentially the origin of why brides wear veils. So you get sold into a—I mean, that's actually absolutely fucked on both sides.
The veil is really sad.
Where you literally, like, you're hiding somebody because
like,
you're afraid of—
don't look too close.
You don't want them to
not
know what they look
locked
like.
In.
So it's like, you're married and now you get to see you're marrying. You're like, fuck,
That moment is still—they would make such great TV. I know they've changed that show, but, like, we got to bring it back in a way where there's something, like, opt out. You're like,
yo, my girlfriend has been on a nonstop— Literally, every time I walk into the room, she's watching Married at First Sight.
Oh yeah.
Dude, it was that?
I can't. It's just too stressful.
It's
for me.
Insane. Oh, no. It's an insane concept, dude. What?
So these are people they meet on the internet?
No, these are people that a marriage counselor, these two people are like desperate to get married. And a marriage counselor is like, all right,
I got the
you're going to marry that person. And they get married on the spot.
That
and
is
then
so
it follows
nuts.
Them for like a month after they just got
married. What's the average, how does it go kind of thing?
I mean, I like...
You're not as
refuse to watch it, but I
you're not
the,
as in
the
deep.
Bits I get. I mean, it's the same thing with The Bachelor. My girlfriend watches The Bachelor, and I'm always like, oh, I like refuse to watch it. I walk in, I'm just like, I can't believe you're watching this. I'm muting it out, and then like they say something that's so out of left field and so insane that I'm just like, huh?
What
the fuck is this show? And that the same thing happens on this show where I literally am just like. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you watched this. What the fuck did he just say?
I love it.
What is going on?
So, it shows I don't know you what the all deal sides is, but... of things. Like I watched 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
A few episodes of that, and it's Classic. So funny because it's a lot of mail order brides mm-hmm. and husbands. But the one that killed me the most was this one mail ordered bride who came. The guy like told her all this stuff about how rich he was, and he wasn't. He was just, you know, this like Joe.
Right.
Joe Schmo type.
Joe
and,
China, dude.
Yeah, Joe China. And she was like really pissed and angry. But you seeing it from her side, you're so used to being like, ugh, what a gold digger. But if your arrangement is literally, I'll come to your house, live with you, have sex with you until whenever, but you literally sold me on you being able to buy me jewelry and stuff. Like, sorry, dude. Like, there's no way in hell this woman would ever let you sleep with her otherwise. So, shame on you.
I do not understand those
deals.
That's
insane. That's so insane.
So weird.
I did see some photos of Nicole. Who was the porn star that married the insanely old man?
Oh, Nicole...
Oh, she died, right?
Yeah, she's dead now.
Why am I
was her name Nicole?
Her?
Oh, she was
Anna Nicole Smith.
She was a model. She wasn't a porn star. Come on.
She was a Playboy model, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She was the Guess Jeans model.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She was a legit model in like for a while and then got into
and got into something a little scantily clad.
I think that story ended up being sad in that she
it was very
just
sad.
Was like hooked on pills. And
well, I saw photos of her and her, just like, her and her husband for Christmas photos.
Oh.
And it is so it's quintessentially like American and weird world America.
Oh, it's weird.
Where it's like Anna Nicole Smith is like this hot, like busty blonde woman, and her husband is like literally
dying,
95 years old or whatever. Just can't even stand up, and it's just like she's like holding him like an accessory. It's fucking bizarre. And
the exchange
so happy
she made was you can touch my boobs
pretty much
until you die in exchange for. Your wealth and fortune,
pretty much. That's kind of
the
way it looks.
Deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's so cool that they can do that. First of all, Like, you can't do that, Dad.
No, I can't.
You
I, no,
don't.
Nor
nobody
do I
would
want
make
to.
That deal with you.
No.
Well, you've never considered it because it's never been on the table. But, like, what if some older lady was like, she's 95, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's losing teeth left and right. But she's, like, got oil rigs right over there. And they're cranking out, you know, 100 grand a day.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And all, that's such a tough
And the
question,
deal is,
dude.
She just wants to cup your noodles.
Yeah.
For like the last 2 years of her life, and then you could just go play your EDM music, dude, and get up in your Molly for the rest of your days. Would you take that deal?
Yes.
No. First of all, no one will offer that deal because you're a dude.
So wait, so you're saying I can marry
Edith, dude.
Okay,
she's on her way out.
If I marry an old oil heiress,
yes,
and I just let her touch my dick whenever she wants.
You're basically her meat puppet.
And in exchange, I get to do Molly every day for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds
pretty good, right?
Pretty fucking awful, actually. Can you imagine? that sounds terrible.
You would take a deal in a heartbeat, bro.
And you just have to, like, you're required to go to raves every day.
Well, that's just part of it. You have the option to, is what I'm saying.
Hold on. I mean, it's
finding
a funny...
out how old Anna Nicole Smith was when she married that guy.
She was older.
So insane.
I think it's off the table for me too now that I'm not 21.
You're not. You don't.
She was 27.
Don't say you're not 21.
Oh wow, that's pretty young.
Don't say you're not 21.
You could be
21.
Though.
I thought she was in her 40s. That would.
So here is, which is fucking wild. Also, by the way, at 27 in the twilight of your prime.
I mean, wow.
Like you are.
Yeah.
You are at your best.
Yeah.
At 27.
Unless you've been
and you marry like a 75-year-old fucking Hearst or whatever.
I love it.
So, by the way, so now closing the door on that. So there are some other really special things from this past year, by the way, so that were actually significant. So first of all, picture of Katie Bauman, the computer scientist behind the first ever image of the black hole.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys remember this.
We found a black hole this year.
Yeah, we found a black
hole
this year.
This is the year of the black hole.
She developed the algorithm that turned telescopic data into the historic photo we see today. Which is, you know, is important, but also, you know, in the world where we are pushing more and more for women in engineering and whatever. I mean, this is kind of in the long line of like Marie Curie and famous women in science. So very happy for Katie Bauman. She's a big friend of the pod. So I know you're a big listener.
And on the back end of that photo, it just stemmed. It stemmed a ton of hilarious memes from that picture of the black hole, which was really fun.
Oh, that's right. Oh, remember, I forgot about that.
It was, you know, it's just sort of like blurry round circle.
Yeah,
looks like
that was
a
big
Lord
meme
Rings.
Moment. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, just like, you know, tons of memes like went on for about a couple weeks.
So here's, going back to our China thing, I the more we talk about this, so two things as we kind of go through the top posts of this past year that are strange, right? So I don't understand why the top two are what they are. Because given all the other posts, like most of the other posts are in some capacity about China, which I guess is maybe kind of what we were saying, where maybe China's kind of dipping their finger into the censorship here. But of the top 10 posts, like number three is the picture of Tiananmen Square. Number six is the Blizzard employees staged a walkout after the company banned a gamer for pro-Hong Kong views, right? Yeah. Which is a huge deal. Number 10 is Democracy Now, a huge photo of Hong Kong and kind of the huge Hong Kong protests.
And two down from that is a picture of a political prisoner in China's internment camp.
And that's one of those things too, by the way. Like,
so sad.
We are actually in the midst of a Nazi-esque genocide from China.
With the Uyghurs.
The Uyghur population. So that is actually going to be, that's going to be an interesting space to watch in 2020. I don't know what's going to come of it because it definitely feels like maybe, I don't know. This is a complicated thing about China, right? It's like if you go back and think about Nazi Germany and kind of that as the last big, like, I think there are a little bit of comparable things, right? It's like superpower that you go, holy fuck. But now I don't remember ever hearing about the financial complications of going to war with Germany as a reason why people opted out of the war.
Yeah.
And that is the one thing we're seeing like crazy right now. China's absolute stranglehold on the American economy is going to make us intervening in their human rights issues virtually impossible.
Checkmate.
Dude,
you know
it's
what's
crazy.
So creepy?
It's crazy.
There's a website called genocidewatch.com,
right.
And it's current alerts.
Right.
There are tons of genocide.
Really?
Stuff happening. Like things leading up to a genocide, like in India, the Kashmir stuff.
Yeah, what, I don't know what that means. What's going on?
Remember, they took away sovereignty from the region known as Kashmir?
Huh.
And basically, like, made all of these. Are Kashmiris Muslim? I don't think necessarily, but think made so. Them like second class citizens,
oh,
like in their
Jesus
own country.
Fucking Christ, man.
They're also doing that with all of the Indian Muslims right now,
yeah.
Revoking citizenship unless you are.
Oh, I did
Hindu
see that actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
Muslims
I'm seeing like right now
it.
Recent alerts. I see Syria, Sudan, Iraq, Somalia, Central African Republic, Myanmar. Two areas of Myanmar, Rakhine and Myanmar Kachin, Nigeria, Boko Haram and the Borno
Burundi.
State, and Burundi. And then
South Sudan, Syria.
Yeah.
Just tons of places
fucking
where this
mad,
is happening.
Dude.
Ugh.
So what are we so where are we ranked on this? Denial. We're in a denial state.
Oh,
great.
Great.
Cool.
Oh, because
fun.
Of
thanks.
Because of the Native American genocide.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're
actually
still in
you know
denial.
What? That's a fascinating one because I saw so did you guys see how the Congress this is not a top 10, but just since we are talking about genocide, as we are one to do on this pod.
We are in and out of every topic today on this front page.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
That's genocide. The nature of this beast today. Yeah. We are riding the dragon.
So when we recognized the Armenian genocide in Turkey, right?
Mm-hmm. Turkey was like, what about...
Turkey straight up was like, if you guys recognize this, we will recognize Native American genocide. Are you guys aware of that? And we were just like, what are you... What do you do? What
huh?
are you talking about? We didn't do that.
Your mom.
Yeah.
We gave them casinos, dude.
Yeah. So it's actually interesting because we are in a state of denial about the genocide that we have caused.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the American way, right? Where it's just like, nuh-uh, right?
Yeah.
Like, that is what our fucking president does right now. Nuh-uh, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And, like, that is just kind of how it works. But Genocide Watch, fuck, that sucks.
Right.
What else do we got?
Cool. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I did see, this is a...
Maybe
this
we
is
moved
a
decade
seven,
after this?
Seven Down. Yeah. Are you going to talk about Seven Down?
We got to talk about
Seven
Down. Is that the... This is the person with the VHS player?
Oh, yeah.
Read this one. I like this.
I'm going to send it to Dog Boobs.
Okay.
Oh, I've got it. I can do it.
As someone, since two-thirds of the crew can't read.
All right, you guys.
We can popcorn this sucker.
I can read this.
Do we want to go paragraph by paragraph?
We can
popcorn
if you want.
All right,
want.
Let's do it.
Hey, okay. It is end of the year. Yeah. Let's get
end of the year
sweet.
Popcorn.
Let's get crazy.
Let's compare our reading levels.
All right. Can I kick off
you,
the popcorn?
You kick it off, yeah.
Okay. The title is, this person sold their VHS player on eBay and got a surprise letter in the mailbox. See how seamless that was?
Don't brag. Don't have to gloat.
Did you guys see that? Okay. Hi, blank. I found many old VHS tapes recently and wanted to see what is on them and realized I had no player. So I went to eBay for the first time and discovered your offer. Popcorn Rasputin.
Cool.
I get the best paragraph.
I really
yes.
like that.
I get paragraph three. Yes.
Well, you don't know. I could throw it back there.
Yeah.
I bought your VHS and you shipped it within a few days. The VHS looked new and unused. Amazing. I had some issues getting it going, which were mine and not the player. I am 86 and perhaps not up to my game, but I do get there eventually. And I did, and discovered the VHS works perfectly. Popcorn. Freed.
Thank you so much for your care, your efforts, and your promptness. Popcorn Dog Boots.
God damn it.
I watched tapes of my retirement party from 25 years ago,
Jesus.
Which I'd never seen before. Jeez, were we young. Then a tape of my wedding with all of the family and friends, many of which are no longer around. Then skiing trips, kids growing up, travels, and most importantly, the gentle maturing of my family. Each one more fun than the last. All thanks to your generous selling of the VHS player. Popcorn. Dad.
Goddamn. I thought you would appreciate how much someone has enjoyed your offer.
Best regards. Can you read his name? I think it's a D. Dolby.
Du Bois.
I think it's...
it's Du Bois.
Yeah, Du Bois.
It's definitely Du Bois.
Oh, that is really
I mean,
pure.
That is absolute, pure, precious Chinese propaganda.
Yes.
This definitely reeks of Tencent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love this old man.
They literally replaced Hong Kong protesters with that fucking propaganda right there.
Oh, Oh, that is so sweet.
Give those lazy internet kids something fat to feast on.
Also, distract them. 16 down is our president being impeached, which at this point doesn't even feel like it's interesting news.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, like it's been going on for so long.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even seem interesting.
And the one that beats it out, number 15, is a guy that the title just says, I got a cease and desist for making croc gloves. And he's like, turned the shoe crocs into these hand gloves that he's like making himself.
Right.
And it's this like kind of handsome kid that looks like he's from Key West.
Right.
And he's like making these gloves into crocs. And that beats out Trump got impeached.
I love it.
So that kind of says everything you know about Reddit.
17 down is a from AWW, right? It's a amazing. This is a dog training. I don't know if it's dog training or if it's for like the Westminster dog show, but it's either way, it's a it's AWW and it's a dog is supposed to run up in front of her and sit, and it's a discipline. You see a woman walk out, the dog is sitting nice and calmly, and then as soon as the woman obviously says go or something, the dog just runs like a maniac towards her and just does like jumps up and down, does some swirls, clearly having a blast, and then goes and sits by its master. So it's just, dogs are just the most wonderful pets
so
in the world.
Good.
And I love them so much.
We don't deserve them.
We don't deserve them at all. There's also 18 down from meme economy. I guess one could say this could be, so this was something we did not talk about last week, but this is submitted 8 days ago. So evidently this happened, and I didn't get the news on this, but I gleaned what this is all about from just seeing people talking on Reddit. But I think Reddit was testing some features or was incentivizing users by essentially offering free karma for engagement. So if you liked or upvoted or commented, evidently you would get free coins or something. And so you see
what can you use them for?
Karma. We can use anything for it on Reddit.
Give them to people.
Yeah, I guess. Gloat. You get to join that. You get to go into the Gilded Club.
Yeah, club.
Invest now for a lifetime supply. And this is, of course, meme economy being this fake stock market of meme templates, which is one of my favorite things on the internet.
Yep.
So it says Reddit is giving away free coins if you upvote. Me knowing full well I won't use them. You son of a bitch, I'm in. And then it's a photo of Morty. And this has actually been a really popular meme format this year, which is just Morty with finger gun saying, you son of a bitch, I'm in. I don't remember what episode that's from, but obviously it's from season 4, I guess, because that's what we're on right now. Season 4, I think, of Rick and Morty, I guess.
We're journalists.
We're journalists. what else? What else on the top of this past year before we start getting into this past decade?
Well,
I mean, YouTube facilitating the sexual exploitation of children and being monetized. I mean, this was huge. This was huge. Yeah. Huge
kind of
news.
Went the way of the Panama Papers, huh?
It definitely went the way of the Panama Papers.
We were like, oh, that's awful.
Oh, guys, how can we gloss over this?
Anyway.
All right, hold on. This is actually probably, this is going to be two things that segue comfortably into best of the past decade, which incidentally both happened this year and somehow we haven't talked about them. Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh,
of course.
And he's on this list. He's on the top 20, like 5.
Yeah.
He's 23.
It was like the findings from the autopsy are more consistent with homicide.
Yeah. Right. So Jeffrey Epstein is just the meme that keeps on giving, which it's so fucking ridiculous. But like,
people are not going to let that go.
Guys,
that's going to stick around.
Area 51.
Area 51.
Lest we forget.
This Guy is, Naruto.
Naruto run.
This is the Guy Naruto runs past news anchors. Four storm Area 51.
Wow.
So the Area
what
51 thing.
Alien
I mean,
stuck.
What, a million people were supposed to show up. I think like 150 people showed up.
Exactly.
And this guy, the Naruto run definitely like became the meme.
Right.
And
it was
so good. But nothing ever happened. The desert party was kind of whack.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, but it's true. All right, so now let's talk about the decade. And I think we probably have to use a little bit of actual numerical data too. From Know Your Meme, actually. Know Your Meme has done, and God bless them. And I don't know, I've never heard anybody really say anything bad about Know Your Meme.
No.
I don't, it could be wrong, but like, they're just a beautiful service.
All.
But they have a top 10 memes of the decade that is actually seemingly by votes. So this has actually been a numerically calculated thing. But I don't think we need to exclusively talk about memes. I think this is also best moment of the decade, which I think incidentally might include memes, but won't exclusively be memes. So,
I think if you go to the Reddit, I mean, if you go to r/10 years ago, top of the year, is that where you guys are going to?
Well, I mean, it's tough because I think you kind of have to go top of all time on Reddit because I think
10 years ago.
Well, top of all time, for instance, you're going to see like the top two are 3 years ago. You know, five is 2 years ago. I mean, it's kind of, honestly, it feels a little bit like IMDb when you're doing this on Reddit, because the way that they do their systems is obviously it's by user generated votes and shit. So it's like Guardians of the Galaxy, greatest film of all time. Right. And it's just like, no, it's not. It's still Schindler's List. Right. But this is just the way it works on Reddit. So I think we can use Reddit as we can highlight some of the greatest moments of this past decade by way of Reddit, but then also use kind of the best memes of the decade by way of Know Your Meme. So let's get it. So top, so on Know Your Meme, number 10 is Blinking White Guy.
Ooh.
As the number 10 most popular meme of the decade. Drew Scanlon's immortal reaction gif is nothing short of meme masterpiece. His earnest surprise gave the world a gift it didn't know it needed, a double take gif that expresses a level of shock we as humans had long been ignoring. The blinking white guy continues to encapsulate the power of the gif, providing the internet with something that emojis and emoticons just could not deliver: movement, which is fascinating.
Yeah.
That's actually a fascinating point I've never really thought of. Over the last 5 years, the internet and the internet users have gone through many transformations, and Scanlon's face has been there for all of us. When someone makes a horrible tweet, when the news defies rationality, and when a member of a memer has a specifically or bizarrely specific take on a new meme, the blinking white guy is the gif of the decade. I mean, this is interesting because this is something I've always kind of wanted out of conversations about the internet that are hard to actually do, which is talk about the reason memes are effective the way they are. And obviously Know Your Meme is very good for this, and they kind of break it down in a very specific way. But this brings up a really interesting point in kind of digital technology as a whole, which is emojis are our new language of communication, right? And photos obviously have always done that. Memes do that. But the GIF and the template of the GIF is crucial, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of the most valuable things we have, and it's also become this new language of the internet as well, and it's kind of referential, and this is an interesting example of that. Can you guys guess what number 9 is? Or are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it right now.
This is one of our favorites. I'm actually somewhat offended that this is only at number 9, personally. Harambe.
Harambe died.
Harambe. Well, it wasn't. Yeah, I guess.
In this decade.
So its peak year was 2016.
Yeah. He was killed in 2016.
He killed in 2016.
Yeah. He was. The same year Vine was killed.
Is that true?
Yes.
Whoa. Is that ironic that Harambe climbed on vines?
Maybe. No. Maybe. No, not ironic. No, it's not. A message from the beyond.
So Harambe. Harambe was an interesting one because Harambe was, unlike the blinking white guy, which is a reaction meme, Harambe was like one of those. It was one of those snowball memes, right? Where it became a pop culture indicator more than just like a meme. It wasn't like used for reactions or anything. It was like a moment in time, like the black hole that everybody kind of collectively latched onto. And some of the examples they use, it was something that people were memeing about, I guess. You know what I mean? So. You see Gorilla Hero costume for baby. Are you on this, by the way, Frida?
I have no idea where you are.
Oh, cool. You're just following around.
It's a really interesting rationale for why it was.
Yeah, can you read this?
It came to be. So popularity of the infamously executed gorilla stemmed from the national coverage of a child that fell into the ape's pen at the Brownsville Zoo in Texas. Outrage regarding the event, particularly the death of the gorilla Harambe, a member of the critically endangered species of Western gorillas, birthed a series of mocking tributes that argued that people actually don't care about this. It was the war of attrition to keep Harambe memes in the public consciousness, despite never actually being funny.
That's amazing.
Oh, I love it.
So this was by force alone that we managed to keep this one in.
Yeah. My interpretation of the Harambe meme is, I feel like it is very representative of how I have now begun to deal with things that upset me.
Okay.
Where you just have to disassociate yourself and
right.
make fun of it.
I think that Harambe meme, Harambe essentially made the template for the Epstein.
Yes. Stuff.
And that's, I think, what's interesting about it is because the first one was a meme. It was about how we show reactions. Like you see that in text and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but Harambe is almost like a referential thing. Like if you mention Harambe, like dicks out for Harambe, the Epstein thing, I think the black hole thing, like they all follow a similar formula, which is like, if you're in, you know, and we're going to use this as a like part of our language of expressing a similar kind of emotion towards something.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating. It's a fascinating thing. Number eight, we'll see how the rest of the list goes. We're reading the list in real time with you guys, but number eight is Hide Your Pain, Harold.
Oh yeah, that guy's face.
So this is interesting because of Hungarian. So he was in a Hungarian model, but this is interesting because this is stock images, right? So this is 2014 is when this was at its height, but stock images. As a meme template, I mean, this is, and I'm sure this is going to be on there too, but like, this is the same thing with the jealous girlfriend meme.
Yeah.
Where it's a stock image that people, it was just like the perfect stock image to use for a certain thing. God, somebody found it and then just propagated it. So the description here, so since 2011, stock photographs of Hungarian senior model Andris Andrato have, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Someone's going to have to correct us on that because I'm sure he's
call
definitely a celebrity
Andras.
At this point. Andras, we'll say Andras, circulated across various meme communities online where he earned himself the nickname Hide the Pain Harold. After originally gaining a following on the Facepunch forums, his photos spread on Facebook, Imgur, Reddit, and YouTube, where he has been adopted as the face of YouTuber internet historian. Internet historian rips, by the way. It's remarkable Harold memes have continued to remain relevant over the years, and that Arato himself has discussed the experience becoming a meme at a TED Talk. Holy shit.
That's amazing. That's we have to watch his
that's
TED
incredible.
Talk someday.
It's for this reason that he's kind of one of the top.
Wow.
Go ahead, Frieda.
I just don't know what this is about TED Talks these days.
Yeah. I feel like TED Talks were replaced by Masterclass, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like TED Talks became a joke on themselves.
Yeah.
Because originally they were supposed to be the best of the best. And then because it was like this wild capitalist venture.
It was like everyone can do a TED Talk.
Everybody can have a TED Talk, right? We could do a TED Talk probably.
Yeah.
We can't anymore because I just said that.
No, I could do a TED Talk on The Sims 4.
Oh, for sure. On architecture?
Oh my God. On everything.
Just on architecture. I love the idea of you becoming a professional architect because of The Sims. And,
then
it's very possible.
I get really famous from it. Right. And then they're like, okay, we're going to give you your first job as an architect. And then it turns out I don't know how to make anything. It's just in The Sims.
So this is where you're going to have to install the plumbing. Be like, can I just like put a couch
in
the corner?
Wait, we just need a sink, a shower, bath combo, and a toilet, right?
I think what you're describing is every architect, though.
Yeah,
I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah, they don't ever go anywhere. They're just sitting in an office and like,
yeah.
So fuck architects.
I know.
Yeah,
they
know
what,
like,
they don't know what the hell they're up to.
I know all the basics that you need.
All of our
you're as good as an architect.
Just turned off.
just
lost 3/4 of our audience, which
so
we know
all
are mostly architects.
From Saskatoon. God damn.
No, dude, nobody's an architect. Those guys are blue collar bros.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Our
cut
boys.
Those are people. Regular Rasputins up in Saskatoon.
Yes.
All right. Number seven. I disagree with this one because You've never seen this meme? That's
never,
insane.
Ever.
So Ricardo Milos. So 2018 is when this one hit its stride. Where does one start with Ricardo Milos, the insanely popular, scantily clad mover and shaker that somehow managed to completely sidestep mainstream meme coverage? Wow, interesting.
Sidestep mainstream meme coverage.
So the dancing adult model, his patriotic thong underwear and undeniably cool soul patch. Made for shitposts and remixes. So this is shitposts and remixes.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But somehow memedom shields protected him from the larger world. Normies never touched Milos. Oh.
Oh, I'm a normie.
Some shade at you, dog. Keeping him pure and unsullied to the larger culture.
Wow.
So I've seen this one many, many times, but I just like...
Nice humble brag.
I like it. And it's funny, but it's not like...
It's kind of an old-fashioned joke. It's like...
Well, it's a shit
hunky
post.
Male stripper guy in Speedo.
It was just like shitposts are shitposts, right?
Yeah.
They're meant to kind of be like anarchic energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rage Comics, number six. Rage Comics, of course, this is 2012. So this is a big deal. I mean, this was kind of in the infancy of the internet, which is actually really interesting to think when you think about 2012.
Right.
That's as an era. Like that is early. It feels like it's early internet. It's not, but it feels like it's early internet. So
I know Rage Comics feel really old.
I know. Yeah. So it's hard to believe that at one point in the last 10 years, these MS Paint style webcomics were some of the most popular memes on the entire web.
Older.
Dude, crazy, right? Starting back in 2008, the first Rage Comics were born on 4chan's Be Random board with the introduction of the character Rage Guy. This is like the Edgelords. This is like the Edgelord world, right? Where they would use this to like say, like, oh, like lefty commies get upset about this type of stuff. Social justice warrior angst. The following year, the infamous F7U12 subreddit was kicked off. I don't know what that subreddit is. Infamous subreddit that we don't know about, taking away all of our credibility. We'll have to cover that in the 2020, where users submitted their own comic creations featuring the ever-growing cast of illustrated characters. 2012 appears to be the peak of its popularity, as they were even featured in the New York Times as a way to alleviate stress. However, interest rapidly fell off in the coming years as Rage Comics drifted into internet obscurity. While they are no longer the titans they once were, ironic versions have seen brief moments of popularity, as seen in the most recent resurgence of Mom, Can You Give Me Money variations. Funny. Okay. Here is another one that I don't know I'm familiar with, actually. Do you guys know Loss? Number five?
No.
Not really.
I don't know this
one.
It looks
a little bit familiar.
Well, I know the comic. So this is...
Yeah, the comic looks familiar.
The comic is familiar, and I think this is... So let's...
Tim Buckley.
Yeah, read this. Free, do you want to read this one?
I can't read.
Dog, you want to read
this? The internet is at its best when it turns something awful into a legend. Such is the case with Loss, arguably the most legendary bad thing turned into a meme in the history of the internet. Wow.
So this is the guy who makes cringy comics, I believe.
Okay, so Tim Buckley's infamous 2008 Control-Alt-Delete strip represented a perfect storm of cringe that has resonated online for over 11 years.
See, I know.
Yeah.
I know my internet.
You know it.
I knew. Yeah.
The cheap boob joke heavy video game webcomics sudden turn towards the gravely serious topic of miscarriage was such an emotional whiplash for readers, they couldn't help but laugh in disbelief at Buckley's comically oversized chutzpah.
Wow.
And complete butchering of tone.
How would you have pronounced that if you read that, Fried?
Oh, Chizipa.
Chizipa.
Chizipa. The city in Argentina.
Yeah, exactly. The comic became a legend of just something awful forms, broke into the mainstream in the 2010s as one of the most singularly bizarre memes of internet culture. In the 2010s, a surge of minimalist interpretations of the comic
trolled
social media users for years. The comic's now iconic numeral one, numeral two, numeral two, numeral one, and then a one that fell over format became brilliant shorthand for internet users to show off their creativity and understanding of deep internet lore. Loss is one of those rare memes that evolved into not only a popular joke, but a vehicle for art.
Oh, beautiful.
It was particularly inescapable in the latter half of the decade when webcomic artists and memers stretched their own creative prowess to insert Loss into everything. This ultimately caused the meme's popularity to decline, but not before it reached the upper echelon of the internet's most iconic memes.
Wow. So this one, I don't know enough about, but it really... Oh, I see. Okay, so this
so
is
weird.
This is, I mean, this is classic internet shit, right? This is like absurdism. This is the absurdist internet, right?
Where
if you get the absurdism and you get the absurdism world, then this is one of those things where it's just knowing the language of the communication structure is knowing the meme itself, you know?
Yeah.
That's the game.
I need to see the original comic strip.
Well, it is the original comic strip.
That
one on the left is the original
it?
Comic strip, and then the one on the right is like the absurdist interpretation of it.
So there's no words that go with it. He just runs into the ER.
Yeah.
Finds his girlfriend's room, and she's just miscarried.
She just had a miscarriage.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I love number four.
Yeah, I know. It's great. So really quickly, so to go a little bit further on this one, so just people are aware, this is... So this guy... this one actually requires a little bit of extra understanding of what his deal is. So this guy was the guy kind of really known. He was like a very famous on Cringe. I think most famously on the Cringe subreddit, like he just got, his jokes were just bad. He's just like objectively not funny, but it was one of those things. He's like one of those guys that like, and I could be wrong, but if this is what I remember it being, it is like the kind of purple, the kind of people who like say Chuck Norris jokes now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it became
like, dude, no.
Yeah, stop. Exactly. It was like one of those things where you're just like, wow, that's funny, Jeff. Funny, yeah. So I think
the drunk Australian at the Boston Fenway game.
Exactly.
Jeef.
So this is, so I think that was the whole deal here is like his, he was so, he's so cringy that, that it was when he came out with this extremely dark comic, people were just like, shit, what the fuck, Tim, dude? Oh my God, this is like, you're whoa, on a higher level. Jesus. You're actually on a higher level here. So I think that's what it was all about. I could be wrong, but that's my interpretation. Man. I don't find him on the Cringe. I don't see him on the cringe subreddit, but I think there's probably another. There's probably another one somewhere that does something else. We're all getting Amber Alerts at the same time. Yeah. Right? That's why all of our phones are going off. Okay, cool. What is next? Number four. So you're a big fan of four.
Oh, four is really funny because I used to play the Call of Duty apps.
Oh, yes.
Also, I just want to reflect or apps.
I do love this game. Name.
I want to reflect back to how we all just got Amber Alerts and just ignored it.
Oh yeah, that was pretty dark.
We aren't on the road is the only reason why I didn't pay attention.
Well, I just don't know much about GLD Ford Escapes. But no. Should we? I mean, you know what? This is a good opportunity.
Let's read it out.
Why don't we read this out so we can do our civil duties?
I don't know how to get back to
Amber
it now.
Alert GLD Ford Escape California Plate 6ZPF343. Keep your eyes open, listeners.
Gold Ford Escape.
Please. Keep your eyes out.
Is that what it means? GLD?
I guess.
So everybody up in Saskatoon, specifically. Saskatoon, yes. And Greensboro. Keep your eyes open for that Amber Alert.
Yeah. Does that mean there's a kid that's been stolen?
Yeah.
That's usually what it means, yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right. Cool. Nice. Okay. Press F to pay respects, number four.
So this is the best. So there was a Call of Duty game. It was the Advanced Warfare Call of Duty.
Amazing.
And in the very beginning, it's like setting up the story and you're attending a funeral as the character. And as the funeral wraps up, you literally need to press F to pay respect. So like once you press F, then your character moves forward and puts his hand on the coffin and then walks away.
That's amazing.
And so
that's the first move of the game.
That's pretty much, is that the literally first move?
I mean, I'm asking, is
no,
that?
No, I mean, it might be up there. It amazing. Might literally wow. be up there. Okay. So this is really funny, but so the write up here and knowyourmeme.com, whoever writes this stuff is very, just nails it.
They're very, I mean, they're a very good organization.
They are.
Like, I really have a lot of respect for Know Your Meme.
Yeah.
Shout out to Know Your Meme. Big friend of the pod.
They're the best.
Big friend.
They're the best resource.
They're good. They listen close to us all of the, from their corporate headquarters in Saskatoon. Anyway, continue.
So the moment was born from a goofy Call of Duty Advanced Warfare prompt where the player's character attending a funeral has to actively press F to pay respect.
So funny.
It was hardly an elegant way to handle emotional gravity, but that made it all the more ripe for memeing. If there's one thing the internet loves, it's media that tries and fails to be serious.
Oh my God.
After the game's
I love it.
Release, F became internet shorthand for all kinds of mourning. After any death, be it literal or, say, social death by self-ownage, social media users flooded chats and threads with the letter F.
Social, yeah, the self-ownage is where I've seen it most.
Oh, God, this is such a perfect way to say it. It morphed into a not altogether insincere way of expressing actual respects, an irony poisoned generation's way of writing R.I.P.
Oh, my God.
That's
wow. amazing.
So true.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of kind of all of what we're saying is the replacement of things. I mean, this is classic, like, boomer will never understand shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, you type an F, they'll be like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, it's like RIP, but for internet people. And be like, oh, you crazy. You guys don't know anything, right? It's just, no, this is
just a lack of respect.
Lack of respect.
Type F.
Oh, that is so funny.
I love it so much. All right. So number three. So this one is a whole different brand of memes. And this one is... This is interesting because this is somebody who left a legacy. And I think this is similar to Harambe, I think, in a certain way. Robbie Rotten. So peak popularity 2017. I definitely remember when this was kind of at its high point. And the internet can be pretty rotten place sometimes, which makes its wholesome stories all the sweeter. And we know, of course, wholesome memes and wholesomeness in general is actually a big theme on Reddit. Not exclusively, of course, like Reddit is as much as there are fart jokes, there are also wholesome things and cat videos and whatever, right? And Robbie Rotten, I think, was a big part of that. Robbie Rotten was extremely popular on Reddit, which
I've
I'm sure.
Seen this. This is another what? One I am oh my oblivious God. To.
Fucking normies over here.
I know.
All right. The most wholesome internet story of the decade was, bar none, that of Stefan Carl Stefansson, portrayer of Lazy Town villain Robbie Rotten. Robbie Rotten became a meme in the latter half of 2016, when the hottest memes were YouTube poops that replaced lyrics and songs with humorous clips. Arguably, did I read that right? YouTube, when were YouTube poops? Yeah.
I don't know what YouTube poops are.
Don't know what that
are.
Is either, but that's a... weird. Arguable.
I gotta dig back into 2017-ish because I was just in an opopiate haze that whole year. That's right. That's gotta be the reason why I don't remember any of these.
It was a lost year for a lot of people.
Yeah. Arguably the most popular of these was We Are Number One. So that's where this is from. We Are Number One, that song. Okay. Jesus
Sorry, I'm
Christ.
Not a music fan.
Oh yeah, you guys have never heard of music. So let me pull up We Are Number One because you'll quickly recognize this song. And this was So I'll finish reading this while I'm pulling this up.
This is a Icelandic children's TV show called Lazy Town.
Is it Icelandic?
That's what it is.
Really? Oh, wow.
This guy, Robbie, was the main protagonist against Sporticus.
Yes. So
Stephanie, who promote exercise and health.
Yeah. So his
rotten
song.
Robbie,
yeah.
He rotten.
Yeah. He was rotten. So there was, it was like Be Healthy and Robbie Rotten was like the otherwise. So or other side. So arguably the most popular of these was We Are Number One, his villainous theme. And all around banger from Lazy Town episode Robbie's Dream Team. The meme was incredibly popular, ultimately being named Know Your Memes meme of 2016. But what made the meme all the sweeter was, and this is where it's sad but also important. So Stefan Carl's unabashed embrace of it. The man genuinely loved the memes, and the internet loved him back 10 times over for it. Sadly, he was diagnosed with cancer in 2016, just as We Are Number One was becoming popular.
Oh.
What followed was an incredible relationship between Carl and memers. As Carl battled the illness, memers continued to create Robbie Rotten memes, as though through sheer memeing, they could help cure him. For a while, it almost seemed to work. Doctors said Carl was free of cancer in mid-2017, but the cancer came back in 2018, and he passed later that year.
Damn.
The tributes on social media to the man cemented his legacy. The memes became less simple jokes and more recognition the internet's users everywhere of one of the Earth's greatest humans. Stefan Carl may be gone, but he will forever be number one for those to whom Carl was more than a meme, but a role model and a reminder of how great the internet can be.
Oh,
so this one was really,
really,
really, really sweet. Yeah, so this is a song. Not this song.
Can we patch it in?
I don't know if we can patch it in, but I can put it by my mic.
I can patch it in.
Here we go.
Oh!
Yeah, that's Icelandic for sure.
Yeah, it's scary.
Do you guys don't remember this song?
No.
Oh my God.
Never heard it.
We didn't club that much that year, did we?
No.
Yeah, this was...
That's got to be
Diplo
it.
I had this. Those two broken feet that year, and your back was all janked.
Totally.
We'll probably put this in post, because this is obviously annoying for everybody.
Wow.
But that song was a slap. And obviously he was, you know...
Really cool person.
It's a dark story, whatever. Ooh, okay, so number two. So this is, oh man, I'm so excited about number one, whatever number one's going to be, because this number two is huge. All right, so number two, do you guys know what this?
Oh,
Pepe the frog.
Everybody knows Pepe.
Well, so everybody, I think people are
confused.
Well, we've this has been so fucking, this is classic. This is where the Kathy and Hoda thing that we always talk about is problematic, right?
Pepe the frog has become a symbol of Nazi hate.
Right. Yep.
That's how,
yeah, that's how they, that's how they would talk about it. Yeah. So,
do you mean Pepe?
Yes. Pepe.
Pepe
the frog. So it used to be, so Pepe the frog, so peak year 2015, the story of Pepe the Frog is undeniably one of the more bizarre tales in internet history. I know, right? There are a few memes that have remained culturally relevant for quite as long and become nearly as controversial. The anthropomorphic frog originated in artist Matt Fury's 2005 comic series Boys Club, where he was famously depicted urinating with his pants around his ankles because it feels good, man. Amazing. On 4chan, a cropped image of the character saying those famous words became one of the site's more popular reaction images, leading to variations like Sad Frog, Angry Pepe, and Smug Frog. In many ways, 2015 was the peak of Pepe's internet fame, as images of the character known as Rare Pepes began circulating like wildfire. So Rare, also, by the way, Rare Pepes also became a cryptocurrency. I don't know if it's going to be mentioned in this, but it became something where you could literally trade Rare Pepes as cryptocurrency,
yeah,
which is madness and wildly futuristic and amazing. But
very cool.
And I, like, there was, I think it was, oh, Dogecoin was, I wonder if, I bet Doge is number one, actually.
It's pretty cool that now we've that, removed, now that I'm hearing this. You know, Alexander Hamilton from money, and we've just exchanged it for Pepe.
Oh, dude, we're that's not where far we are. From it. Well, if it didn't become like this weird alt-right thing, we could have gotten there. But now the alt-right thing is
That's Idiocracy stuff.
It really is, but yeah. So anyway.
Pretty cool.
2015 is a peak, Rare Pepe's wildfire. One diabolical 4chan user attempted to flood the market by releasing a trove of Rare Pepe images online. It's absurd. Hoping to crash their value during this period, Pepe also began getting more mainstream exposure after being posted by celebrities like Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, and even Donald Trump. In the months leading to the 2016 United States presidential campaign, things began taking a dark turn. First, there was a small campaign supposedly orchestrated by users on 4chan's R9K board to reclaim Pepe from normies, which aimed to make Pepe distasteful to mainstream audiences by creating bigoted or offensive depictions of the character. Then Donald Trump Jr. posted a photoshopped picture of Pepe on his Instagram, and the Hillary Clinton campaign published a blog post referring to Pepe as a white supremacist meme. And this infuriates me, because this is why the Democrats lose, and this is why they're such a fucking disaster. Because this is exactly what happens. It's like Donald Trump Jr. posts it, yeah, right? And then Hillary Clinton can't post a fucking New York Times article that's about why it's a white genocide meme, or white supremacist meme, and the white national symbol. Many fans of Pepe were confused, as they had never even been exposed to bigoted variations of the beloved meme character.
But then, the Hodas and everybody picked it up, and they ran with it.
But they ran with it through the lens of...
Through the lens of, like, the Hillary Clinton machine.
Yeah, exactly.
That controls that media.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, it's so bogus.
It's so bogus, right? So while many continue to think of Pepe as a hate symbol, the character is still thriving on sites like Twitch in a variety of absurdly popular emotes, including Pepega, Monka S, and Poggers, which are culturally divorced from the politics and bigotry. Most recently, in an even more bizarre turn of events, which is, dude, this is fucking
so bizarre.
This is maddening, and I think it's amazing. Pepe was recently embraced by the anti-extradition bill protesters in Hong Kong as a symbol against oppression and police brutality. So it went from being this absurd frog peeing to becoming one of the most politically potent symbols of our generation.
Think of that.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Imagine that.
It's crazy. And, like, not only is it just politically potent because the right used it, it got re-embraced by the heroes of Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Right?
I think more people know who Pepe is than Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. At this point, definitely. And number one, as I predicted, Doge.
It's Doge.
Oh,
my God. I love how I didn't know Doge was literally a specific Shiba Inu named Kabosu.
Ooh,
did not know that. Yeah. Why don't you read this one? This one's nice and long, so dog, you can go through this one.
Doge, you guys.
Doge.
2013.
Congratulations,
peak
Doge.
Year. This is big. This got a quarter of all votes, okay? That's a
lot.
Yep.
Kabosu, the Shiba Inu, more commonly known as Doge. Right? It's Doge.
Yeah. I fucking hope it's Doge. We're gonna hear the end of it. We're not
Doge.
Gonna,
we it's might as well Doge.
Just like cancel this pod if is we're it, not pronouncing I,
or,
Doge right.
Or it's like Doge.
Doge.
No, it's Doge.
It's Doge. Okay, had one of the most bewildering but nonetheless influential journeys through meme culture in the 2010s. At first, she was a titan of animal memes that flooded the internet in the early 2000s,
right.
Alongside Grumpy Cat, Lil Bub, and Gabe the Dog, oh. R.I.P. Yes. Lil Bub. Doge ruled mainstream meme culture. Her apparent smirk and overall adorableness helped popularize her iconic series of Comic Sans heavy much wow image macros, oh, precursors yeah. to the heckin' good doggo speak that would come to define how the internet talked about dogs for the remainder of the oh decade.
So
we're
funny.
Simple. We're all simple.
We are simple. This we're is simple this is simple little beings. Yeah.
But then in 2017, something bizarre happened. Doge re-entered the memesphere in ironic edits, which applied the character to a variety of increasingly absurd situations. It's right. not uncommon for an old meme to reappear in ironic edits after the height of its popularity, but usually resurgences are used for cringe humor, making fun of a meme we once thought was popular, etc. This was not the case for Doge. Doge became more versatile and improbably more hilarious than before, thanks to some brilliant photoshopping. Doge could be warped beyond recognition, placed at the site of some of history's greatest disasters, or turned into an intense lover of feet. That versatility helped Doge end the 2010s as the vehicle for some of the most creative memes on the internet, years after it broke through as one of the internet's most popular memes. Much wow, such one.
So... yeah, so this is like a language thing. This is the wow. this is kind of changing the internet language to accommodate.
Yeah, that's really the internet. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because we've seen so many memes that have become so popular. And this is what's interesting about this list, because, you know, Distracted Boyfriend's not on this list, which yeah. I think was like
that's a
wild ass meme. So I'm actually they have Know Your Meme has 50 to 100 actually.
Yeah.
So or I'm sorry, 50 to down to one. So if you want to back it up, and we can do a really fast. I mean, if we want to go 50 all the way down, maybe I think that might be a lot for our listeners, but. Some of the other ones that obviously are not in here, Smash Mouth's All Star, not on here.
Oh, yeah.
Strangely. Let's see. Galaxy Brain, huge. That was not on here. Galaxy Brain is the four panel like versions where it's like a small brain and then it gets bigger over time.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Surprise Pikachu, Smash Mouth All Star. So Distracted Boyfriend is number 14. Wojak is number 12. Drake posting. I mean, Drake posting was huge, of course. And Drake yeah. posting, that was also when Drake is like not psyched about something and then is psyched about something. It's from that one yeah. video.
Drake kind of got hated.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely did. Bruh is number 29. Mocking SpongeBob. So that one's the one when SpongeBob has got his hands weird and it's like when you see something, it's spelled all these different, it's got all these like caps and not caps.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very popular one. Big Chungus, 27. Big Chungus is classic, of course. You know I had to do it to him.
I love, I just started using that one again.
You know I had to do it to him?
You know I had to do it to him.
Grumpy Cat's 23, right? Oh, guys, this is one of our favorites. Virgin versus Chad is at 21.
Virgin, oh, fuck, remember? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I know. Virgin versus Chad was a classic. Let's see. It's Time to Stop. I mean, that was Filthy Frank, right? Classic Filthy Frank.
Who's Filthy Frank? I don't know if Ooh, I know that one.
Can't say that out loud on this podcast.
Oh.
Filthy Frank is a fascinating character, actually. He was one of YouTube's original superstar creators.
Oh.
Absurdist. He's part of like H3, Filthy Frank, and... what's the guy who does the Internet Police? Fuck, what is his name? There's another guy that's really popular. But Filthy Frank was like one of the best. He also did Pink Man. He was Pink Man.
He got kicked off, right?
But now he's actually gone on to have a very successful music career as something JoJo or some shit like that. Joji. Now he goes by Joji.
Joji.
Very popular. Hey. 60s Spider-Man, where there's the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other. That's at 36.
That's a good one.
Meme Man, which is the classic surreal meme of 35, right? And this is Stonks. Stonks.
I love Stonks.
Dat boy, here come dat boy. Oh shit, what up?
Here he comes.
Dat boy's 34, right?
Oh man.
Nyan Cat is 31. This is fine. Bane posting. I wasn't really a big fan of Bane posting.
What's Bane posting?
Bane from Batman. I'm not sure the context. You can it was 31. You can read up on that one if you want.
I like it.
And then number 50, which is actually, this is interesting because this one, I'm surprised that this one was this far back, but it's Wednesday, my dudes, with the frog.
The
frog looks like a fish fillet.
I know. It's so funny. Shooting Stars, which was amazing. That was the remix videos of people falling from space.
Oh, yeah.
What's another? Steven Crowder's Change My Mind sign, right?
Oh, yeah. That was big.
That one's always been popular. I didn't know that was Steven Crowder because he's a piece of shit, but that one's Male Privilege is a Myth, Change My Mind. And then people start changing into all these other things. The Change My Mind is it, right? Gamers Rise Up.
He's one of those guys that yells at people on the streets.
Yeah, he's an annoying conservative guy. But Gamers Rise Up, an image macro series featuring various depictions of the DC comic supervillain Joker, captioned with the intentionally edgy or cringeworthy text. So this is like the deliberately cringy shit for gamers cracks me up. Nick Cage is everyone. This is where Nick Cage's face was put on everything.
He had a good year.
The deepfakes, right? Confused Math Lady, number 44. This one is still quite popular. I see this one passed around a lot. And this one is the...
She reminds me of a lady who's not in SAG, who's just getting into acting.
Yeah. She looks like... I always thought it was Julia Roberts, but I guess it's not.
Oh, no. That's just some lady.
Is this a pigeon? Which this one you still see like crazy. And I'm surprised it's not higher up as well, but this is a Photoshop meme and object labeling series featuring a screen cap of character Yutoro Katori incorrectly identifying a butterfly as a pigeon in 1990s Japanese anime series.
That's Brave Fighter, my favorite.
Yeah, this one's a very good one. And then I think Bowsette was somewhat popular as well, but yeah, I mean, it's a pretty conclusive list. I think if we want to get back into the Reddit world a little bit, which I suppose we could do, a lot of it has already been covered. I mean, obviously, Know Your Meme is very focused on memes. But if we're going through past, if you search by all on Reddit's top page, you do see a lot of the reason we're not going too deep on it is because a lot of it is within this past year, to be completely honest. Just by the nature of Reddit, but some of the highlights here that are worth bringing up is in number 31 down, submitted 3 years ago, the post, it's a pix, it's in pix, and the post is should have been Bernie, and it's just a photo, of Bernie Sanders, and it's for the election when, remember, Hillary Clinton stole it from Bernie. The DNC shut him out.
Yes. Right?
Checkmate.
I know. And it should have been Bernie.
Is it going to happen again, guys?
Only time will tell. I think it's going to happen again.
It is. It's going to be the exact same.
It's going to be the exact same thing. They never learn. They're going to post they're going to post a New York Times article about how Pepe is a racist meme.
Yep.
And weed makes you racist.
Yeah, weed makes you racist. 32, and this is, you brought it up earlier, actually, which is kind of interesting. 2.6 terabyte leak of Panamanian shell company data reveals how a global industry led by major banks, legal firms, and asset management companies secretly managed the estates of politicians, FIFA officials, fraudsters, and drug smugglers, celebrities, and professional athletes.
Known
as the Panama Papers.
Woo!
Nothing happened.
Yeah. For real. That was
nothing fucking happened. Nothing happened.
That was the biggest goof.
Dude, it's
time.
Insane.
We goofed.
But we didn't goof. This is just what happened. We know this now. Like, we know this is what happens. It's like the global elite. They do what they want.
Yeah.
That comes out and people go, oh. And then a couple people go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But then somebody, literally calls fucking Murdoch and goes like, hey, man, did you see the Panama paper thing came out? He goes, no, we're covering up. Don't worry about it.
You guys, do you think hell decade at least is radicalizing the majority of us? Do you think?
Well, it's radicalizing me, that's for sure.
Me too.
I mean, it's radicalizing me in a way, in a non-violent manner, first of all, just for all the all of our shout out all the FBI listeners who love this pod up in
Law
Saskatoon.
Enforcement, we love you. Yeah. Thank you.
But it has, it's radicalized me in the sense that I think I wouldn't have been so actively like hard left Bernie guy.
Yeah.
But I think every day that goes by and you see more of the stuff, I'm just like, we don't have a choice.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we do not have another option.
Yeah.
We have to vote for somebody of that ilk because otherwise we're literally just like,
yeah,
just treading water.
Cause like, yeah, that's the thing that, I mean, I am a libtard, so I am coming, yeah, from a biased place, but I think I give libtards a bit more credit because even in the past few years, like people be like, oh yeah, well, Obama was a war criminal. And everyone's right. Like, yeah, we know that now. Like, we are looking back at all of our establishment leaders and realizing they all just wanted to keep the status quo and get more money for rich people.
Of course.
That's been everybody. Yeah. That's been Obama. That's been the Clintons. Yep. That's been the Bushes. Trump. Like, that's what they all do. And Bernie's, like, these, like, more, you know, hardcore left people are the only ones that aren't doing that.
I mean, I still struggle with the Obama thing because Obama is, yes, but he was really dramatically a step in, some could say a step in the right direction, right?
I mean, I loved the guy. But
I love Obama.
He's
but,
still a rich guy, just like all of them, you know?
Well, yes, but he was also a labor organizer. I mean, that's how he started, right? Or not a labor organizer, community
yeah.
organizer. I think that Obama was just like, he set the stage for Bernie.
Yeah.
Right? But I think, you know, it's tough, man. It's tough. I think that we have definitely
like
been pushed in this direction though.
Pre-Trump too. And yeah. pre-Obama, I think people didn't realize how ineffective liberal moderatism is,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah,
and
of
like
course.
Looking back now, you see that Obama's more moderate than say AOC or something.
Right,
but
right.
back then it felt a lot more progressive than it does today.
I know. And it's going to continue feeling that way. And, you know, it's fascinating. I mean, I think, you know, looking back at this past decade on Reddit, according to Reddit, and again, this is solely by numbers, searching all time and looking at upvotes, though that's not necessarily the most indicative factor. But a lot of what we're seeing has to do with the state of our world's quest for democracy and quest for free information and a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, we're seeing a lot of Hong Kong, a lot of China. And, you know, I hope that the next decade brings nonviolent, legitimate social and economic justice and change.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's possible, but I'm itching for the cure, right? And I'm excited to see what new meme, not even new meme formats, but new ways in which we talk through digital language.
Yeah.
Like even just looking at the Loss comic that we were just seeing,
yeah.
seeing the way it was interpreted, reinterpreted as like minimalist template
mm-hmm.
is actually quite inspiring and very interesting
because
you just see the way that people use these memes as a way of actually talking about subjects and literally reinventing language as we speak.
Yeah. And just like doing it in such an organic way. That's just like, it's just cool.
It's very cool.
There aren't a lot of things that happen organically anymore.
No, there definitely aren't. But you know, here we are. The end of a fucking decade. I mean, we're always technically at the end of a decade. Every day is the end of a decade in one way or another.
Yeah,
right? But
time is
smart.
A flat circle.
Yeah.
Smart.
You're so smart.
but you know, we're approaching 2020. 2000 wasn't that long ago. We're all getting older.
20 years ago.
Hope for Show's kid is like 14 now.
Yeah, she's like literally applying to colleges now.
It's crazy.
God,
you guys getting
it.
Hoverboards or what?
Oh yeah, I already got a bunch. Got a bunch
yeah.
for Christmas.
Sick.
Damn.
Sick ass.
So yeah, we can close this guy
Any,
out.
Any New Year's resolutions you guys want to throw down? Sorry
over,
to put
over,
you on the spot. There.
Overthrow the ruling class.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's
mine. Is give. Even fewer fucks, but not too many where I lose my job.
And
you know?
And keep this podcast going.
And keep the
please.
Podcast going.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Don't keep it to the point. So Dog Booze has actually kept her New Year's resolution and stopped coming to this podcast. So
you know what
over.
It is?
Yeah.
You know this that ghost from The Simpsons?
Right.
This picture? And I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is what
guys,
I want.
You guys know.
It's the glowing little baby creature in The Simpsons. Burns is alien. It's like from the X-Files episode, apparently. Nice. So, that's going to be me next year.
So your new
disassociated from reality.
Your New Year's resolutions dissociate from reality by way of a cartoon ghost.
Yes.
Mine is destroy the aristocracy in the way that Rasputin would have.
Yep.
And yours is what, Fried?
I think it's going to be try music this year.
Ooh. Okay.
try
music, raise this a healthy baby year. Boy.
This is the year you start listening to music. You're going to give it a try for the first year.
2020 feels right.
Okay. What genre do you think you'll start with?
Jazz.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
Something complicated.
You'll never leave jazz.
If you start with jazz, I commend you.
Yeah. And there's nowhere to go from there. You're already at the top.
Either that or some kind of country pop. I don't know.
Ooh, there's a lot of good country pop out there, actually. Yeah, you guys should get into Phoebe Bridgers, man. It's my recent obsession. Oh, cool. She's fucking amazing.
I completely OD'd on Kacey Musgraves this year. She's a great place to start.
Oh, nice. If you're going for alt country or country pop, Kacey Musgraves is actually the only option.
Yeah. I can't think of another, actually.
He invented the genre.
She is a...
It's a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl. she's very popular.
Yeah, great.
All right, well, I don't even want to do any randoms because, you know what?
I found one random I gotta share.
Randoms. All right, let's do some randoms.
I'm so sorry because this is something I've never seen before.
I like it.
Divorced birds.
Okay.
For pictures of fabulous fowl who look like serial monogamous. Please post pictures of birds who look like they are twice divorced or more.
What?
And that's it.
What does that mean?
What is this subreddit?
I am not
divorced, sure. Divorced birds?
Divorced birds.
So they all look like they're like they've got a little bit of wrinkles, but they're trying to fix them with like suntan down in Florida. Is that the idea?
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, I just sent it to my supervisor.
Oh my god! Amazing.
Whatever. At least it wasn't a bad one.
I don't get
it. Yeah. The top one, it looks like says, my new thing is finding birds that look like they're twice divorced, and it's like a bird wearing not wearing, but fancy feathers that makes her look like she's been married several times. Okay.
Like one of those old fancy ladies in New York City.
Yes.
All the descriptions are very funny, actually. There's a lot of narrative to these. I just went down to one. Now that her mentally abusive husband was gone, Deborah was finally ready to become the woman she was meant to be. Unrestricted by the bonds of man, she strutted out of the courtroom, head held high. She couldn't help but wonder what her heartbroken beyond despair could ever find love again.
It's kind of like a soap opera meets a picture of a fancy bird.
I love this one.
I mean, the top of 24 hours. And this is a very popular sub, by the way. We might have to cover this. This might
divorced
be number one
birds.
Of our
fun
number
stories,
one of
yeah.
2020.
Yeah,
Milena still couldn't believe it. Thrice divorced after a hunter broke her wing 22 years ago, she finally found a lifelong companion in Klepetan.
Klepetan.
He still migrates 13,000 kilometers every spring, so he can see his dear Milena.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's
okay.
There's one here that's
okay.
Betty's ex-husband Larry refused to go down there with her new man. Betty made it clear this wasn't an option. And it's this sweet little lady.
Stepping on a dead rat. This is an insane subreddit.
Very cool.
That I absolutely love. It started out just sitting next to him on a bench. Then it became breakfast every day. Then breakfast and lunch. Next thing she knew, Cecil had a cross-species lover, or Cecile, and no idea how to tell her husband and chicks. That's amazing.
I love these.
So this has been making its rounds on Reddit this past week. This is a little bird comes and has lunch with this guy every day.
I love this.
A little robin. What a strange subreddit. All the ones I clicked were boring as hell. I got a... La Casa de Papel. So this is a Netflix show, aka Money Heist.
Fuck yeah. Dumb.
This one's pretty good. I think we should cover it. First World Problems.
That's a classic.
It's a classic
one.
Yeah.
Is it sincere or not sincere?
I think it's people griping about, you know, does your HDTV take too long to turn on?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's
nice.
You know,
the lines at Sprouts are too long. So
speaking of birds,
it's perspective stuff.
This is one of my favorite bizarre ass movements that I don't know how people started doing it, but birds aren't real. This is a conspiracy that all birds are not real.
I've seen this before. They're drones.
Yeah, they're drones.
They're all robotic drones.
Literally all of them. Yeah,
I like it. And they're spying devices, right?
Or, yeah, and it just became some weird meme where it's just like it's classic.
Yeah.
Classic meme stuff.
Birds just, with arms is another good bird. Yeah,
a lot of good ones.
We should do like a bird episode where it's like, why birds?
Yeah. You know?
This is so
dinosaur
funny.
Cousins.
So everybody's, yeah, there's the birds. This is on spotted in Tennessee. Our message is spreading, comrades. And it's on the back of somebody's car. They wrote the birds work for the bourgeoisie. So funny.
Oh, good.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, longest episode ever, which is fine because this is we had to cover a lot.
Yeah,
a lot
a
of
decade.
Topics. A whole decade to cover. We'll be back in 2020. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast, a decadely yearly podcast about the internet, by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
And I'm Dog Boo.
My V-Day.
Talking at depth about this past year and decade in internet Reddit, and know your meme. Shout out Know Your Meme. They really helped a lot on this one. And I think that
check out that list, y'all, because the write ups are
it's
really
a good fucking list. It's a good fucking
insightful.
List, and they're a good bunch over there. Good bunch of pals that we don't know, but
we love Steve, we love Janice, we love Rick, we love them all.
Yeah, they're just a three person company, Steve, Janet, and Rick. So,
it's a mom and pop.
It's a mom and pop meme.
They're a lot like Craigslist. But it's better.
Yeah,
way
exactly.
Better.
All right. Well, see you guys in January. Shout out Saskatoon. Shout out Greensboro. Shout out Hofa Show. Shout out French Chinese Man. Hope we didn't piss you off again.
Yes.
See you later. We love you.